The Affordable Care Act is creating problems for the health insurance plan offered to students in the Montana university system. Public university students in the state need to have some kind of health insurance. For years, the university plan has offered a reasonably priced alternative for students not on their parents' plan. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us that may be in jeopardy.
The cafeteria at Helena College, a room packed with students of a variety of ages coming to the institution from any number of backgrounds. More than 70% of students here are classified as non-traditional.
I want to get my accounting degree.
39-year-old Susan Wenzel.
So that way I can help provide for the family.
She says she gets health insurance through her husband's job.
I never even thought of looking at the university plan because we like the plan the business that my husband works for has.
And that's the case for most of the people enrolled here. Helena College Assistant Dean of Student Services, Elizabeth Stern Sims, she says of the 1,600 students, only about 220 take the school's health insurance plan. And that number of enrollees is dropping.
It is decreasing every semester.
She says the cost of the university system plan has been going up consistently the last few years. The plan, it's in trouble. It's been around for 17 years. The university system contracts with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana to provide the plan. And for 16 of its 17 years, it was financially stable and a fair option for students, a lot cheaper than if they went to buy an individual plan on their own. Then came passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010. Benefits Director at the university system, Connie Welsh.
And one of the things that came out of the Affordable Care Act was a change to permit students to remain on their parents' coverage through an employer up to age 26.
She says it's a good deal for students, but a lot of the younger ones are leaving the university plan. The total number has dropped almost 15% in the last year and a half. Meanwhile, the Great Recession has been causing more older Montanans to go back to school for new job training. So more of those who are joining the plan are older, less healthy individuals who cost more than they pay in.
It was kind of a perfect storm.
The plan has been losing money for the first time.
We weren't able to cover even claims, let alone any administrative cost.
Welsh says the university system is now looking at its options for student health insurance. It could start completely running its own insurance plan, stop contracting with a third party like Blue Cross Blue Shield. That could save money, but it's a big risk. The university system could decide not to even offer a plan, directing students to the Obamacare marketplace. Welsh says the option they most prefer is to keep the plan with Blue Cross and tweak it to stop losing money. To do that, some costs will have to go up even more than they have been.
As far as premiums, I think in overall, yes, the plan premium will have to go up.
Welsh says the Commissioner of Higher Education will be making decisions on what option is the best value for students around February of next year. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.